Please do not volunteer your fathers unless you're sure that they're willing to appear. We want this father and son program to be the best one that we've ever had. All right, Pete.
Put me down with my dad. Dad and I play harmonicas together. He gets a big charge out of it.
All right, good. Now, who's next? Ernest.
I volunteer my dad.
Good. What sort of an act do you do?
I don't know. I haven't been in the family long enough. But I know he'd want to be in a father and son show with me.
Well, Ernest, perhaps you better wait and talk it over with him.
No, ma'am. I want to volunteer him now, before there ain't any room for us. Isn't.
Don't worry, Ernest. I'll save a place on the program for you.
Ernie, look, come on, you're too young to be in love and too old for the colic. So what is it? Some big kid after you?
Worse than that. I told my teacher me and my dad would be in the father and son program. And Chip just told me Dad can't do anything.
He can't do anything? Why, that's ridiculous. Steve can, what he can do is, Come to think of it, you do have a problem.
Well, it's not the end of the world. It's just the end of Ernie Douglas.
Hey, wait a minute, Ernie. There must be something your dad can do.
What?
He was in a couple of plays at college. You two could act or something.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Hmm. Oh, but when would he have time to rehearse? He's so busy.
Well, maybe there's something that he could just walk around and he wouldn't have to learn any lines.
Great. What play is that?
I don't know. Hey, why don't you write a play for him? Huh? You too, you know? You got a pen and plenty of paper. That's all you need.
Me?
Sure, when you get to look at it. If he was to stand next to you, he'd look 10 feet tall.
Yeah, like a real giant.
Yeah, like one of them monsters.
Sure. I could be the good guy and I could kill him. And all he'd have to do is to grunt and fall down dead. He need.
Now you're talking. That's what I call a father and son program.
Gee, thanks, Uncle Charlie. Even Dad would know how to be a dead monster.
Where's Ernie, huh?
Trey's upstairs with the do not disturb sign on his door.
Well, would you tell him dinner's ready?
Yeah.
Well, tell him again, huh?
Give him time. I happen to know he's working on something very important.
Well, important or not, Charlie, he has to have dinner. Ernie! Oh, there you are.
Look, here it is. How do you know I was a writer?
Oh, did you have to write something for school, Ernie?
School? And me and you, Dad. We're having a father and son night. And all the guys who do junk with their fathers are going to do junk in front of everybody. Like Pete and his dad playing clunky harmonicas. I volunteered you.
Well, fine, Ernie. What do I have to do?
It's a play. Only you won't have to take a lot of time to rehearse. Because all you do is be a giant and get killed and clunk around.
Well, I think I can handle that. I don't have to say anything, huh?
No, I do all the talking. And boy, just wait till I tell Mrs. King and the other kids that my dad and me have the best act. Even though my dad can't do anything.
What night do we do this, Ernie?
Not until next week.
Oh, but I think we ought to start rehearsals right after dinner tonight so I can get my part down real well.
Steve, you should have seen him this afternoon. Saddest looking kid on the block because he couldn't figure out what you two could do together.
A week for Friday night, my dad'll be the best monster that ever died.
Friday night, Ernie? A week from Friday night?
7:30. On account of the show might run till 9, but the kids can sleep late on Saturday.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ernie, but I won't be able to make it. I have to be in Washington a week from Friday night.
Steve!
Charlie, it's been on my calendar for a month. I have a very important meeting at the Pentagon.
Well, Dad, couldn't you postpone the meeting?
Postpone a meeting at the Pentagon?
Well, Dad, maybe if you explain to the Pentagon, you know, that junk about being a dad, kids are going to grow up to be leaders. You have to show them you care and junk like that.
It just can't be done.
Steve, there must be some way.
Don't worry about it, Dad. A play about giants and kids is kind of silly anyway. I'll bet Shakespeare didn't sell his first play either.
I thought your junkie play sounded sort of good, Ernie.
Hey, Ernie, how about a giant who turned out to be a brother who was in college?
No, this is Father and Son Night. Let's forget it.
Ernie, any adult that stood next to you would sort of look like a giant, wouldn't he?
Wouldn't have his dad.
I realize that, Chip, but if that's not possible, then you have to do the next best thing. You get another adult.
Like what other adult?
Uncle Charlie?
Who else?
Well, sure. Well, he'd be big and old and a terrific monster.
How about that, Ernie?
Well, I don't know, maybe.
Ernie, Uncle Charlie was in vaudeville. He knows all about show business. When you come to think of it, it'll be a lot better this way.
I didn't say I'd do it. In front of all those people with a kid.
Well, will you?
Yes.
Gee, thanks.
Well, as long as you're acting, act a little enthused.
Well, then it's all settled, huh? I just wish I could be here to see you.
Hey, Ernie, this makes you a regular member of the family. Dad was supposed to be there the day I pitched my no-hit game, but he was in Denver.
Oh, yeah. And the time I won the swimming meet, I had to wait a whole week for Dad to return from London so I could show him the cup. But I got over it.
Well, I'll get over it too, I guess. Excuse me.
Chip, I was there when you pitched your no-hitter.
I know that, Dad.
And I was there when you...
Yeah, I know, Dad, but, well, we tried to make it easier for Ernie.
Oh, well, thanks, Hollis.
That's the kind of stuff that killed vaudeville.
What's vaudeville?
What's the difference? It's dead.
Well, that was very, very nice. Now, we have the first run-through of a play written by Ernie Douglas. Are you ready, Ernie?
Yes, ma'am.
This play is entitled The Terrible Giant Bad Guy, and stars Ernest and his father.
Whiskey? My uncle.
Oh, excuse me, correction. The part of the giant will be read by Ernest's Uncle Charlie.
Ladies and gentlemen and kids, this play's about a big iron giant that has lived for 1,000 years. It is about to attack our city, of which I am in. We will try to stop it. I thank you. Very worried about saving my city. Where's my chief of police? Here I am, Mr. Mayor, and I have bad news for you. The giant is outside the city. He's torn down all the trees in the forest and destroyed many houses. This keeps up, there's going to be trouble. It looks like our only hope is our local mad scientist. Did I hear someone called the mad scientist? I see you have your secret ray gun with which we can kill the giant with. I think it's ready. I will test it. Oh, woe is me. The gun does not work. I'll have to go back to my back to my office.
That's the kind of stuff that killed vaudeville.
What's vaudeville?
Oh, never mind.
I can save you. I perfected my secret ray gun. My father perfected it.
Try it again. Try it again.
I am shot. Is this the end of little Rico? Great Iron Driver.
Right will always win. Now we can raise our children in peace. We thank you.
Play, gentlemen.
I knew we could do it without you, Steve. Come on, hold this. How was I, Ernie?
Just fine, Uncle Charlie.
How'd you like the line I threw in at the end?
Okay.
I played it different from the script. Every actor has his own ideas, you know.
Sure, Uncle Charlie.
Well, Ernest, your father's going to have to go some tomorrow night to do the part as well as your Uncle Charlie.
My dad's not going to be in the play, Mrs. King. He's going to Washington.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ernest. I know how disappointed you must be.
I'm not disappointed. Uncle Charlie's a very good monster.
Mrs. King, I brought a camera. Do you think we can get all the fathers and sons together for a picture?
Well, certainly. Gentlemen, would you line up by the blackboard, please, for a photograph?
Come on, Ernie. Let you and I get in the picture. Come on.
Oh, Mr. O'Casey, since you're not a father, why don't you take the picture?
Yeah, well, I was going to... well, you get in the picture anyway, eh?
Yeah.
I wish you could have seen Ernie's face last night. The other kids were with their dads, and all Ernie had was me.
Well, Charlie, I'd give anything to be there, but I just can't. My plane leaves in an hour. I've got all my charts and papers, and at 9:30 tonight, I'll be in a meeting at the Pentagon. A very crucial meeting. Now, you tell me how I can be in Ernie's school at 7:30 and...
Yeah, I know.
I have to leave early. Check on the props and junk. Have a nice trip.
Oh, thanks, Ernie. Now, you and Uncle Charlie knock him dead tonight, huh?
We sure will. Uncle Charlie falls dead better than any monster I've ever seen.
Look, kid, I was a pro before you were born.
Have you tried on your outfit yet?
Yeah, I picked it up at the costume place at noon. Fits like a glove.
You have to wear a costume?
Yeah, I'm the Iron Giant. I wear these here iron drawers, you know. I tried to get Ernie to rewrite the play and make me King Arthur. But you know these stubborn writers.
Okay, Uncle Charlie. I'll expect you at school made up and ready by 7. Bye, Dad.
Ernie, you know I wouldn't let you down if I could help it.
I know, Dan.
Okay. See you when I get back, huh?
Bye, Dan.
Well, that's that.
Charlie, I wonder if I... No, I couldn't.
What?
Well, I was thinking, Robbie could drive you to the airport, and you could meet Joe Walters and give him all the charts and papers. I could drive straight to school and fall dead and then make a beeline for the airport and catch a later plane. And Joe could set up the charts and make excuses till I get there. Why don't we do that?
Steve... I take back all the things I've been thinking about you.
Hey, first I better see if I can get into that costume. Where is it, Charlie?
In my room.
Where?
I can't wait to see the look on Ernie's face when you walk in. Oh, boy.
So, Mr. Walters, we'll see you with the charts and stuff at the airport. Dad'll meet you later at the Pentagon. He wants you to keep things moving until he gets there. Oh, no, he's not sick. It's just sort of a family emergency. Yeah. Okay. Goodbye.
Hey, Steve, we're ready to leave.
I got your briefcase and your grip, Dad.
Sure, you got everything, don't you? Oh, my God.
Well, it's great.
Hey, that's what I call a real monster.
Well, I don't think it looks much like a monster. It's more like a robot. But if Ernie thinks it looks like a monster, that's okay. After all, he's the author. I just thought I'd better try this thing on to see if I could get into it before I got over at the school. It's a little snug.
It would be. It just fit me, and you're a lot bigger.
Yeah.
Ah, but what's the difference, as long as you got it on?
Yeah, well, I better get it off now. You fellas better get going. You don't want to miss Joe now.
You sure you can get out there? Maybe I should get a can opener.
Hey, I don't want to ruin it. I'm going to be in a play. Now, go on, you guys. Go.
Goodbye. See you soon.
The helmet off first. Hey, fellas!
Thank you.
By 7:30? No, I can't walk to the school by 7:30. I'm not really a monster. I'm Mr. Douglas, your next-door neighbor, remember? Is your daddy home?
No.
Oh, well, is your mommy home?
Yes.
Oh, well, could I talk to her, please?
Sure. She's in the bathtub.
Oh, well, I better not talk to her right now. I'll tell you, I don't think she'd mind if I use your phone. It's very important.
Sure, Mr. Monster. Come in.
Oh, thanks, Pammy. Pammy, would you dial for me, please?
I'm not allowed to.
Oh, well, just the old Pammy.
Will you tell my mommy?
No, it'll be our secret, Pammy.
Is old the one that looks like a donut?
Yes, you just dial the donut, Pammy, that's right. That's fine, thank you. Pammy, could you hold the telephone up to my ear?
I will.
Thank you. Hello, operator. Operator, could you get me the... I'm sorry, operator, my visor dropped down. I said my visor... Well, never mind, operator. Look, this is an emergency and I can't dial. Would you just get me the Bryant Park Cab Company, please? Fine. I'm sorry to put you in all this bother, Pammy.
That's all right, Mr. Monster.
Hello, Bryant Park Cab Company. Could you send a cab out to 835 Mill Street right away, please? You can't? Well, it won't be for how long? But I haven't got time. I'm in a hurry. I said I'm in a hurry. Hello? You can put it down, Pammy. They hung up. Well, thanks. Thanks very much, Pammy.
You're welcome, Mr. Monster. Mr. Monster, you going out to look for people?
No, Pammy, I'm going to look for the Bryant Park Elementary School. Good night.
Oh, good night.
Miss King wants to know if your Uncle Charlie showed up yet.
No, but he'll be here. I know he will.
Oh. Pardon me, madam. Could you spare a dime? I have to find a phone booth and make a phone call so they can come and pick me up.
They'd better hurry.
The only reason I have this outfit on is because I'm doing a father and son thing over at the school, and, well, I'm late already, you see, and...
You certainly go to a lot of trouble for a dime.
Thank you very much. I appreciate this.
Uh.
Sonny, I just dropped a dime down there. Would you mind picking it up for me?
Sure, mister. Hey, there is a dime there.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what you're giving away.
Yeah.
Wait,
son. Just a minute.
Miss King's getting worried.
I'm not. Uncle Charlie will be here.
Okay.
Go away, fellas. Nice. Help. Hello, officers. I'm sure glad to see you, fellas.
You won't be so glad when you find out where we're taking you.
Oh, well. I can explain this. See, I was going to do a play. It was kind of a father and son thing over to school. I lost my keys and I couldn't get a cab.
You're on next.
Uncle Charlie's practically here.
Dear, I hope we don't have to cancel a play. I'll have Pete and his father play another selection.
If I told you, Ernie.
Dad!
There they are. She's the
now, we have time pair.
You have an onion?
All you missed was the other guys and their dad.
Oh.
Come on, Dad.
Okay, well, we'll get some seats.
Come on,
Dad. See you later.
I'm ready, Mrs. King. Come on, Dad. Watch your antenna.
So everything went okay in Washington, eh, Steve?
Yeah, everything went fine, Charlie.
Can I get you some more cookies, Dad?
No, thanks, Ernie.
Would you like some more coffee, Dad?
No, I've had plenty, thanks.
Want me to go and get your slippers, Dad?
No, I'm very comfortable, thank you.
Knock it off, Ernie. We know you appreciate what Dad did for you.
If you want to thank somebody, thank the police who got him to school, waited for him, and got him to the plane on time.
Yeah, with their siren going.
And don't forget that fella at the airport who cut him out of that sardine can with his blowtorch.
I'd have felt pretty silly clanking into the Pentagon with that outfit on. They probably would have shot me right into orbit again.